just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way.
Disoriented, still, I guess, hazy from those post-break recovery, just not happening very well right now. Anyways, tonight's show, there is a very specific theme, well, a very specific word. And by the end of the show, if you don't guess it, I'm going to be very, very disappointed. Yeah, so anyways, there is a very, very specific theme. I'm sorry, I'm still a little disoriented. It's been a interesting day. I kind of forgot it was Sunday for most of the day. It felt like a Monday.
Oh, totally threw me off. I was in DeWick all day.
It felt like a Monday.
And it was definitely a Monday.
Anyways, that last song was Southern Nights, Glen Campbell. Great song. Classic Americana.
Classic Americana.
And this next song is also famous. You should definitely know the artist. So this is Lay Down Sally by Eric Clapton. So enjoy that. Enjoy this.
Somewhere to go, but won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, and rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. Thank you.
love is all that matters. Won't you stay with me? Don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, I'm resting in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, and no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
Welcome back. Anyways, I would like to apologize for our very, very, very messy start. I do have to say, you're listening to WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Spanky Delight and the Funkistador. I am the Funkistador.
And I'm Spanky Delight.
And this is Slightly Medium.
To be here.
And this is Slightly Medium. Anyways, tonight we have an absolute electric factory show for you. Absolutely electric. Wow!
Electric factory show. Feeling, that blew my mind.
I'm just feeling.
Off.
I'm feeling a lot of energy. I don't know why. I'm just like super hyper right now. I just gotta go. Anyways, this is a great song by Neil Young, who is a Canadian. So I don't really know if he has a right to reference Southern men. But anyways, the song we're gonna play for you, we're gonna play him back to back. Absolutely no stop in between. And let me tell you, this is Neil Young, Southern Man, followed by Sweet Home Alabama. And if you know anything about Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd, it was a direct answer to Southern Man. So we're gonna play him back to back because Southern Man, and then they're like, yeah, Neil Young, kind of a, I can't say the words on air, but it's the definite call out. So we're gonna run them back to back. It's great.
A little call and response.
A little call and response. A classic. All right. So here you go. Southern Man, Neil Young, and then Sweet Home Alabama, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Change gonna come at last. Now
So that was Southern Man by Neil Young, followed by Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd. And as I said, call and response, basically, because Neil Young came out there all hot. He was like, oh, I'm mad with the South because, you know, it was kind of turbulent. And then, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd was like, you're from Canada, so what are you even saying? But fun fact, Lynyrd Skynyrd is actually from Florida, so them saying Sweet Home Alabama is kind of really wild. Anyways, it's a great song. Great, 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 great song. Anyways, we're going to keep on the theme. Also, I know there's a listener down in Nashville Real fun. Have fun there, Dad. It does fit our theme for the night. As we said, we have one word that is the theme for the night, and all the songs are fitting this theme, and if you can guess it by the end of the night, which I really hope you can, because if not, that's just... we're kind of throwing it in your face right now. And if you can't get it, that's just sad. Anyways, next up is Sweet City Woman by the Stampeders. So this is Sweet City Woman by the Stampeders. Here you go. A legend, Matthew McConaughey. What a guy, as he would like to say. What I love about these high school girls, I get older and they stay the same age. I'd say that's a very Southern character that he plays. Wow, I think I just gave it away. Anyways, it doesn't matter. The theme is still on, and I'm sure nobody was listening, so it doesn't even matter. Anyways, I just talk and talk, so people miss it anyway. Anyways, this next one is by a notorious member of the 27 Club. She was a little weird. She kind of kicked it early on. She was in Woodstock. She was a huge hit. And this is Me and Bobby McGee by Janis Joplin.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. And I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my Midnight Avenue. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Nah. And feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, your Bobby, baby, kept me from the whole world. One day of near Selena Sloan, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. Honey, feeling good was easy, down when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
So I've heard some disgruntled individuals in the audience tonight, some people who don't like my country music, but to be fair, this ain't country music. I don't think we've played an actual country song yet. We've played folk and we've played southern rock, which technically doesn't classify as country because country is more slow, a little different. It's quite different of a vibe. However, it's easy to see the mistakes because there is a close relationship between country, folk, and rock. So you can see where the mistakes are made, but these next three songs are distinctively not country for all you listeners. But before we do that, are we ready with a public service announcement?
I think we just might be.
Well, I think that is our old-timey newscaster who got stuck in this room.
I've been trapped here for many years. It's very scary, very lonely.
He doesn't know how to speak normal yet. We've been trying to teach him, but he ain't there. So anyways, this is a public service announcement. Stay safe, America.
Numbers to think about. Worldwide cost of American healthcare. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion, with a T. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed closely by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population, and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent on U.S. healthcare, That means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. This has been Numbers to Think About from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, that was a lot of numbers.
Well, America, that's a lot of numbers. I had trouble digesting that. What I did take away is America, number one.
Number one in something.
Number one in literally everything. Good or bad, it is us.
Yeah, we are number one. Lard count through the roof.
Our what count?
Lard count.
Yeah,
for sure. Just a lot of, it's right in me.
A lot of lard?
A lot of lard.
Do you have a lot of lard? Are you a lard guy? Yeah, you strike me as a lard guy.
We're a couple of lard lads.
Ah, yeah. Anyways, this next song, definitely not country, but it's got some country influence. Anyways, this is Johnny B. Goode by Chuck Berry. And if you've ever seen Back to the Future, you better love this song. I'm looking at you, Dalton. I know you love that movie, so you better love this song, or I will come for you. You are my roommate. I know where you sleep. So that was Johnny B. Goode by Chuck Berry, which is an all-time American classic song and a song that makes me want to relearn the guitar because I used to play and now I don't know how to at all. It is like looking at it, I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? But I used to know what to do with that, but now I have no idea what to do with that. It's a real shame. It's incredible what a concussion does to you.
Ooh, yeah, I had a concussion. I remember in like 8th grade, fell down, hit my head, got real bad at math, but now I can speak French.
So you lost math and learned French.
Yeah, that's pretty surreal.
That's a pretty fair trade, though.
Yeah, I definitely, no regrets. I think it was the best trade ever made.
If you look at it, which is more practical?
Probably math, actually, but like...
No, I disagree.
But I liked having French.
I'm going to fight that. Also, French, way better looking. It's way better looking. You're not going to like look at some girl and be like, hey, let me do a math problem for you across the bar. It's not cool. Unless you're Goodwill Hunting and then it works.
Oh, yeah. But how do you like them apples?
But otherwise, you just look at them and start speaking in French and like, wow, bilingual is so sophisticated. And they don't really need to know what you're saying. You could say complete gibberish. Also, it helps when you're traveling. Does French work when you're traveling? Yeah, it's one of the most spoken languages in the world, so it makes sense to learn.
Fair enough.
That and Spanish.
Can't fight you on that.
Anyways, this next song is about New Orleans. but it's not done by an American band. They're actually an English band. This is House of the Rising Sun by The Animals.
It's actually a cover.
It is a cover, but they change a lot of the words. It's based on an English folk song. It's very interesting, but it's an absolute jam, an absolute classic, an absolute banger. Quite an aggressive song. So here's House of the Rising Sun.
Pretty hateful.
I don't want to say hateful, just sad and lamenting. You can never overuse that line. It's an American classic. It is literally Matthew McConaughey's shining moment in cinema. I mean, he's done a lot, but like that's definitely his best role. Defining role.
I have no words for you.
You know it's the greatest role. It's incredible. He's such a goon. It's great. It literally made him famous. You know, he was supposed to have a smaller role in that movie, and he was so charismatic and so good on screen, and everybody liked acting with him so much in the movie that they just gave him a larger role. Like, literally, he was only supposed to have, like, two scenes, and they just increased it because they're like, whatever, this guy's too good, and everyone enjoys being in scenes with him. And then the other character, the kid who, like, throws the party, who gets, like, caught by his parents, he lost a lot of his scenes because they're like, no one likes him, including the director. You know it's bad when the director don't like you.
Yeah. So I've been hearing a lot about McConaughey from you, and I'm actually getting phone calls ringing in from around the country.
Around the country.
That Ty needs to stop his McConaughey impression.
All right.
They have called it, quote unquote, vile, insidious, and utterly repulsive.
Well, on that note, this is Walking in Memphis.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. Catfish on the table. They've got gospel in the air. Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis. I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
I All right. That's focused at somebody. All right. Anyways, I must say, I'm tired and I become a little nutso when I'm tired.
Yeah, only then.
Only then do I become a little strange. I don't know. Apparently, it's one of my personality traits is actually defining. We go to Turfs. We're quirky.
Ooh, so quirky.
Anyways, this next song is much, much more upbeat, a little more aggressive. Not quite the easy listening genre that we just had. Something more, I would say, intense, I would say.
I would go that far.
I would say this band is an American classic. This is the second group we're playing today that performed at Woodstock. They were the first people signed for $10,000 back in 1969, which it then took Woodstock 10 years to make a profit on their show because it was just so like absurdly expensive to do. Woodstock was not cheap, people. Surprise, surprise. Who thought that the hippies could shell out the dough? But they did back then. What a surprise. Anyways, it was also a complete mess. Like, it was as big of a disaster as Fyre Festival. Literally, they had, like, nothing set up, and they were completely overwhelmed. They're only expecting, maybe 3,000 people, and, like, 15 showed up, and it was just a complete disaster. But people back then were just such chillers, if you'll put it so. They're just such mad chillers that it worked out.
You can't be tearing people away.
No, it's right. It's like peace and love, brother.
Yeah.
It's like
let him in.
One love.
Let him in.
One
let
human
him speak.
Heart. Yeah. Human happiness. Santana, that's where they made their American breakthrough. Anyways, this next song is Born on the Bayou by CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, which, by the way, had two brothers in it, and they now hate each other because of this band. Their falling out was real ugly. Anyways, this is Born on the Bayou.
Started
All right. I'll stop now. I'm done. Even I admit this has gone way too far. Way too far. Anyways, this next song is by some folk rock legends called The Band, and they're called The Band because they were a background band for a lot of like other famous artists, most notably Bob Dylan. And it's like, you know, you think Bob Dylan, but you forget about all the guys behind him. And that was The Band. And they were trying to think of a band name, and they're like, what are we going to do? And they're like, well, we always get introduced as Bob Dylan and his band. So they're like, we're The Band now. And then they start performing on their own. And who knew it? They were pretty darn good.
Yeah, they played for a lot of people. Weren't they also backup for Clapton?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them were in there.
Yeah, like, they were just...
basically anyone at Crossroads.
They were basically, like, the super backup dudes.
Yeah.
Like, they backed up superstars, but they were never the superstar. And they were like, you know what? We're going to be superstars.
Yeah, we've earned that right. We've played in the back for a while. We're real darn good with our guitars.
Anyways, they have some incredible songs. This one's more country-ish.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It's historically accurate. It's historically accurate, which counts for a lot. Anyways, this is The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. So that was The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down by The Band, the forgotten group of history. It's one of those groups, like what I was saying, is like, I never got introduced to the band. Like, you know, like, your parents have a huge influence on your music taste, right? And they keep introducing bands to you and bands to you and bands to you, but they never introduce you. It's not like, oh, here's this group. They're called The Band. They're not like a group you introduce. It's like, if you're talking about the greats, they always just miss the list.
Yeah, they're 51st in the top 50.
But the thing is, it's like their songs, though, their individual songs are like too good to emulate, which I think also kind of hurts them. Like, people cover Bob Dylan still because his voice wasn't that great. So you aren't intimidated to cover him. It's just like he had great lyrics. These guys, like, they had it going. Nobody ever covers, like, The Weight. It's just they have The Weight. You know, if you're going to listen to The Weight, you're going to listen to the band. Anyways, we have one more song for you. That's going to bring us to the close. So it's been a pleasure playing music for you. All right, all right, all right.
All left, all left, all left.
All left, all left, all left. I also didn't say it in his voice that last time to spare you all the mercy. Anyways, this is a great song. Oh, the theme was Southern, in case you missed it when I said it earlier like an idiot.
Some Southern rock.
Southern rock, Southern music, Southern references. This last song is a great song about baseball. By John Fogerty. Nothing more American. Opening day happened recently. Go Red Sox. This is Center Field by John Fogerty.
Mm-hmm.